Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
We're going to have some fun this segment here on Drive Time Sports. Coach's Corner slash local sports with some athletes. Coming up this weekend, the 11-year-old Carbon Cal Ripken All-Stars, who won the 11-year-old tournament right here on KOAL against Vernal, they're going to travel to Long Beach, and they'll participate in the regional tournament. Joining us in the studio right now, we have manager Pat Smuin, and he's also brought along some of the kids. First off, Coach, it's great to get you in. Thank you for coming, and thank you for bringing the kids down.
I appreciate it.
It's been a long journey, I guess, to get to this point. You and I were talking a little bit off of the cuff, and this is a team that you guys do a lot of travel ball with. But you go through the Cal Ripken Southern Tournament here locally, which was awesome to get that tournament in Price. You guys don't lose a single game.
No, it was a good tournament for us. You know, we probably didn't play as well as I think we potentially can. In the championship, we came back and played pretty well, and it was good to get that win and be able to go on to California.
One of the things that stood out to me in that championship game against Vernal, first off, they had to beat you guys twice, but you fall behind early 2-0, and it didn't really seem like the kids ever panicked. I mean, you guys come back, you had solid offensive innings, I believe 1-5. You guys scored in every inning, if I remember correctly. So you guys offensively seemed like you were on point in that contest.
Yeah, we were. You know, we struggled through the tournament offensively, and I think we played a lot better in that game hitting the ball. This team is, we've talked about all year not playing too high or not playing too low. Just try to play in the middle, you know, don't get too excited, and that's how they've played all year. We've had many come from behind victories, and, you know, they play really well that way.
How much did it help having that, the Southern Tournament here in Price?
Oh, it was great. You were there broadcasting, so you've seen the community support. I think the boys really enjoyed that, and they really thrived off that.
It definitely helps, right, to sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, it helps. And, you know, a lot of us that are busy working, we ended up not having to take a bunch of vacation. We were able to work that week, and it was a good week for us.
I know this is probably a tough question because you just don't know, I guess, ideally who you're going to go up against once you guys get to California. But in your mind, how do you feel the competition here locally will compare to what you guys will see once you get to California?
I think Vernal's comparable to what we'll see. And, you know, Manti had a great tournament. It'll be a tougher competition, but I think that we're ready for it. These kids, I've told them from day one, if they play together and play disciplined baseball, they have a chance to beat anyone.
From a maturity standpoint, when your kids have won now four, you know, Southern Division championships in a row like they did this past 2 weeks ago, I guess we could say, I noticed that once they closed out the final out, there wasn't a whole lot of celebration. These kids were very calm. They clapped. They were very respectful. I mean, the whole idea of act like you've been there before, they acted like they've been there before. I mean, the maturity for an 11-year-old team to win a championship, I thought, was on display.
Yeah, it just goes back to really what we've worked on all year, you know. I mean, it was a great win. It was awesome to win the state championship. I think these kids have a goal, and we're not going to get too high and get too excited about something that we feel like we can continue to go on and maybe have a chance of winning, and that's really our goal.
Now, you've brought six kids in with you today: C.J. Smuin, Quade Henry, Jared Sacamano, Riley Davis, Cameron Vasquez, and Mason Pritchard. We have talked to some of these kids before, again, pointing out that they've won that Southern League championship now 4 years in a row. So, Coach, let's start bringing in the kids.
Okay.
All right. First off, let's bring in C.J. Smuin. Now, C.J. was actually the starting pitcher of that championship game against Vernal, in which they clinched that championship. C.J., it's good to talk to you. Thank you for coming in today.
No problem.
Tell me about the excitement surrounding the team going to California. I mean, it's always fun to leave the area to go play baseball, definitely, but you guys get to go to California, no less.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like it. It's fun to play in California.
It's not the first time you've played in California, right?
This is my second time playing in California.
Visalia, I think, was the last place you went, right? Is that right?
No, it was Long Beach.
It was Long Beach?
I mean,
okay.
Not Long Beach. It was Rohnert Park.
Okay. All right. So you've been there playing before. What stands out to you about the kids that you go up against once you get to California?
They're comparable to us. They're disciplined. They're good ball players.
What are some of the things that you pitched in that game against Vernal? So what are some of the things that you've been preparing for to get set for this tournament? Has anything changed since you guys have beat Vernal?
Not really. We're just going to play the same, play hard, and have fun.
Pat and I were talking about the pitch count, you know, the 40 to 60 to 85. When you throw 40 pitches in a game, how does your arm feel when you're done?
Not bad.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes it can hurt, but sometimes it feels really good.
So 40 pitches is nothing.
Mm-mm.
65, does it feel a little different?
Yeah.
Okay, you can start to tell the big difference there then.
Yeah.
All right. So CJ, when you get out there on the field, what's your favorite part about playing the game of baseball?
Just having fun. And yeah, just having fun.
Are you a big baseball fan away from playing?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite team?
Rockies.
Who's your favorite player?
Nolan Arenado.
Okay, I could have guessed that if you were a Rocky fan, right? I probably could have guessed that. CJ, it's fun to talk with you, a little baseball. Thank you for coming in, and best of luck as you guys head out to California.
Thank you.
All right, that's CJ Smulin. Let's bring in Quade Henry next. Quade plays first base for the Carbon Cal Ripken All-Star squad. Quade, good to get you in today. Thank you. Let's talk about what you do for this team. First off, you play first base. What is it that you like so much about first base?
Getting to make outs and digging the balls over at first.
You get a lot of action at first, definitely.
Yeah.
So as far as the first baseman, do you use a first baseman's glove over at first base?
Yeah.
Talk to someone who's never played first base. What's the big difference in using a regular glove to using a first baseman's mitt?
With a first baseman, you get bigger pocket, I think.
It's harder to squeeze, too, isn't it?
Depends.
Sometimes, right?
My first baseman, it's way broken, and...
How do you like playing with the team that you have?
I like it a lot. It's a fun team to be around. We all like each other. And
it seems like you all get along.
Yeah.
California, Long Beach, what are you looking forward to most?
Playing baseball and watching games.
You guys do get a bye day, a day where you don't have to play at all. So what do you plan on doing the one day you get off in Long Beach? Do you have any plans?
I don't know if we're going to the Angels game or Disneyland.
Either which way, you can't lose. I mean,
yeah.
Sounds like a good day off, definitely. Quade, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked CJ. Who's your favorite baseball team?
Yankees.
Who's your favorite player? Let me guess, Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Okay, I could have guessed that. So you were happy about the home run derby last night, then, I take it.
Yeah, CJ was like, Giancarlo Stanton's going to win, and I'm like, no, Aaron Judge will.
You know what? I probably would have went with CJ on that one. I thought that was tailor-made for Stanton. Plus, they were playing in his ballpark, but Judge is a freak.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Quade, thank you for coming in and talking a little baseball as well.
Thank you.
All right. Let's bring in Jared Sacamano. Again, we're being joined by members of the Carbon 11-year-old Cal Ripken All-Star Championship squad that is getting set to travel to Long Beach, California. Jared, thanks for coming today.
Thanks.
All right. So I got to ask you, you play the outfield. What's your favorite spot in the outfield? Do you have a particular position out there that you like the most?
Well, I've been playing right most, so I'm more comfortable with that now.
Tell me about your responsibilities in right field, some of the things that the coaches have implemented with you that you have to take care of.
I can't let any balls pass me because that could turn a single into a double or a triple.
Mm-hmm. What about
extra bases for them?
Definitely. What about hitting the cutoff mat? Is that difficult to do sometimes?
Well, it depends on how close they are to you, I guess.
Do you get a lot of action in right field?
I get quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're comfortable in the outfield. That's where you like to play.
Yeah.
What about batting? Where do you bat at in the order, and where are you comfortable there?
I changed a little towards the end because I started hitting a little more. But I'll bat anywhere he puts me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How many times you've been on this team for 4 years? Is that right?
No, this is my first year.
Oh, this is your first year. Okay, so how is it switched up? I mean, as far as playing traveling ball to playing in the actual little league, the Cal Ripken League itself, to now getting into All Stars, how does the competition change?
It's a little bit. Oh, I don't know.
is it about the same?
Yeah, I guess so.
Traveling ball to the All Stars probably pretty close to being the same.
Yeah.
Is there a particular, what was your, I guess, the particular moment that stands out to you about the tournament that you guys just went through here in Price? Is there a particular moment?
Well, I thought winning the championship game was pretty outstanding. That was good.
But like I mentioned with your coach, you guys were all very calm. Like, you expected to win the championship.
Well, we didn't expect to, so we would go out there and play hard, but when we won it, we were going to act civilized.
Yeah. you guys definitely asked civilized. You acted civilized, no doubt about it. Jared, I'll ask you the same question I asked CJ and Quade. Who's your favorite baseball team?
Probably Giants or Angels.
Okay, and who's your favorite player?
Mike Trout.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. If you're going to be a Giant or an Angel fan, right? Some of your teammates, they don't like the Giants or Angels, I can tell. I'm a Dodger guy, so I do not like the Giants. I don't like the Giants at all, and I'm not really big on the Angels either, but that's okay. Mike Trout's a ball player. Jared, it was fun to talk with you. Best of luck as you head over to California.
Thanks.
All right, let's bring in Riley Davis. Now, Riley actually was a relief pitcher in the game against Vernal. Riley, good to get you on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, you pitched last year. You got to pitch last year in the tournament in California. So the competition that you go up against there from a pitcher standpoint, is it intimidating at all?
No, not really.
I know there's a couple of teams where you'll see some really big kids, but we've been talking about the competition and how it's comparable. Vernal's a very good team, and your coach mentioned that that's going to be about the level of competition that you guys will see. So how confident are you that you guys can go to California and get a win?
Pretty confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As far as the atmosphere around the team, you guys all seem to really get along and like each other.
Yep.
What's your favorite aspect about playing with this team?
Getting to spend time together and having fun.
All of you guys are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of you. You all get along.
Yep.
What are you looking forward to most going back to California?
Winning games and having fun.
What do you do outside of playing baseball to have fun?
Watch other baseball games and... pretty much, yeah.
So it's all baseball for you. It's all baseball. That's great. Now, I know they were talking about Disneyland or an Angels game. Are you guys going to an Angels game?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, you guys are going to go to an Angels game. So who's your favorite player and your favorite team?
The Giants and Buster Posey.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm not a big Giants guy, but that's okay. Buster Posey, we're talking about an all-star catcher. So, hey, Riley, best of luck. Congratulations on the relief effort that you had the other couple of weeks ago against Vernal, and hopefully you guys can get a couple of wins.
Thank you.
All right. We'll bring in next Cameron Vasquez. Cameron plays third base for the Carbon Cal Ripken All-Stars. How are you doing today, Cameron?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Tell me about California. What are you looking forward to most?
Playing baseball and going to Disneyland and Universal Studios and going to see the Nationals and Angels game.
So I got to ask you, have you ever been to a big league game before?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yes.
Which one do you prefer?
Probably the Nationals and Angels game.
Okay. Well, you get to see Bryce Harper play, too. That's pretty cool. And I believe Trout may even be back by the time you guys go. So that's pretty cool that you'll get to see those two go toe-to-toe. Who's your favorite baseball team?
Washington Nationals.
Okay, that's awesome, then. So it's perfect timing. And I'm sure you're a Nationals fan because of Bryce Harper, right?
Yeah.
Is that why you're a Nationals fan? You like Steven Strasburg as well?
He's probably my favorite pitcher.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Hey, playing third base, you definitely have a lot of responsibility, and you have to make that tough throw from third over to first. So how have you grown as a player? What's been the biggest improvement that you've noticed?
Probably making that throw, because usually I make so they have to dig it out, because I usually can't make the throw, but I've been getting better at it, and I've been able to throw the ball all the way.
What have you done to get stronger from an arm standpoint? Just throwing the ball?
Yeah.
Just working on throwing the ball? You're not lifting weights yet, huh? You haven't got... Cameron, I'm definitely looking forward to following you guys when you go to California, so thank you for coming in and talking.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more player. Mazen Pritchard is going to join us. Mazen played first base, outfield. Now, Mazen, if I remember correctly, you also pitched, too, in that game against Vernal, didn't you? Did you pitch in that game? Okay, so talk to me a little bit about your guys' win against Vernal and just how fun that game really was to win a championship here in Price.
Well, against Vernal, usually we have close games, but that game wasn't so close. So we just played right in the middle and didn't get too high or too low.
You guys were down 2-0 early in that contest. You guys were never worried, though, were you?
No, not really.
You guys really, and again, we were talking to Coach Pat about this. You guys had a couple of innings where you actually batted through the order. Is that normal for this team?
No, sometimes it could be and sometimes not really.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you know in that game, hey, we're going to win a championship?
About when we went up 17-7 in the last inning.
You knew it was over at that point.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to in California?
Having fun and playing baseball.
Playing baseball is having fun, though, right? Yeah, so it's a win-win. How about for you? Who's your favorite baseball team?
Red Sox.
Who's your favorite player?
Mookie Betts.
You know, Mookie Betts went like a year without striking out. That's like a crazy stat, isn't it? That guy knows how to make contact with the ball. I saw that stat. It was absolutely bizarre. Hey, it was great to talk with you again, Mazen. I really appreciate it. Best of luck as you go to California as well.
Thank you.
All right. Let's bring back in Coach Smulin here as we wrap things up. Coach, all in all, these boys are a lot of fun to talk with. I wish we had more time, but, I mean, you got a great group of kids here.
Yeah, we do. They're a great group of kids. You won't find 11 more kids that work as hard as these kids work to be good baseball players.
And I know we also got to give a shout out to your assistant coaches as well, Shane Henry and Frank Sacamano. I mean, without having a couple of good coaches along with you, I mean, this would be a very difficult process.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we've been split up these last couple weeks. I'm working swing shift. Those guys take the teams in the evening and I take them in the morning, and they're a great group of guys.
Coach, I really do appreciate you taking out the time to come down. I know you're an extremely busy guy, especially with work and preparing to leave for California, and thank you for bringing the kids. Before I let you go, though, you got to mention that you guys are doing a fundraiser up until about Thursday.
Yeah, we're doing one more fundraiser. The ladies are doing tamales. If you'd like them, you can get a hold of Jennifer Davis. Her cell phone number.
It's 650-2419.
Yeah, and we just really appreciate the community. They've did a lot for us to help us get to California, and it's great to play baseball in Carbon County.
Coach, again, thank you for coming down. Thank you for bringing the boys, and best of luck as you guys go to California. Hopefully we'll catch up again with you soon.
Thank you.
A lot of fun to talk some Little League baseball here on Drive Time Sports. We've got a break for just a moment, but we're going to stick with baseball. When we return, we'll move to the national scene, bring in a great friend of mine, Steve Bortstein of Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. He's going to join us. We'll talk about last night's home run derby, tonight's All-Star game, and what lies ahead once we get rolling with the second half of the season. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.